Jeffrey's parents are so controlling. Protein is bad for you.
Jeffrey, tell your mom to shut up, honestly.
No, Jeffrey, don't actually do it. Oh, shit. Jeffrey's been grounded because his parents think that's a good punishment. But now he just sits in his room and plays video games and goons all day. They just don't understand how to raise a young man in the modern day. Adonis. Adonis is a strong, masculine man because he has been raised by his strong, masculine father. Whilst the modern man is so weak and childlike, Adonis is a supreme, high testosterone, dominant man who everyone else respects. Today we're going to read a post from Mohammed, and it's titled, I am rebuilding myself, but my parents think I'm ruining my life. Before we dive into this, make sure that you're subscribed to this channel and leave a like because it'll help with the YouTube algorithm. And if you're interested in advanced courses on masculinity, dating, and self-improvement, then check out the link in the description. That's my course and community platform, Library of Adonis. Go check it out. All the details are there. Let's do this. I've spent most of my life being the smart kid, top of my class, always well-behaved, always chasing perfect grades. That was the version of me my parents loved and the one I clung to just to feel like I was doing something right. But the truth was that I was skinny, fat, awkward, and got friend-zoned / rejected every time and felt like I didn't even exist outside of school. I had no social life, no confidence, and I never had a girlfriend. After 17, I just stopped trying. Every time I looked in the mirror, I felt like a background character in my own life. This year I finally cracked. I started working out 6 times a week, good man. Fixed my hygiene, built new habits, got on a morning and night routine, stopped lying, started reading, thinking, trying, meditating. I've been transforming myself in every way, slowly becoming someone I actually respect. That is the Jeffrey to Adonis transformation that I tell you about all the time. But my grades tanked. I failed 2 core computer science classes in university and barely passed the others. I was getting more and more checked out mentally. I didn't really resonate with the school system and saw more returns on investing on myself rather than slaving away for good grades for a degree I don't even believe in. Yep, he's right. A few days ago, I told my parents and they were crushed. They actually said they're proud of my physical transformation and all the changes, but they also said I've traded my real future for it. They're 50K in Canadian dollars debt to send me to Canada, and they said, no one can gym 6 times a week and be a serious student. I can't succeed without a degree. I need to stop all this self-improvement stuff and go back to who I was. But I don't want to go back. For once, I am taking control. That old version of me was high-performing but empty. I'm finally on a path where I feel like a man, not just a trophy student. I want both good grades and discipline, strength, and self-respect while leveling up. Any advice from the brothers here would mean a lot. Thank you for reading. The top comment on this post is from another member named Bruin, and he said, getting the disapproval of your parents with them laughing at your dreams and goals, I have the same thing. It's hard, I know, but it's something that comes with it. Don't try to convince them. Keep them happy with decent grades. Try to pass all classes at least, but you have to walk the talk. If you say you want to start a business or a personal brand or do something else, do it. Don't just talk about it to your parents without taking action, because that will make the situation worse in the long run. Yeah. The most important thing that I can tell you if you relate to this is that all of the things that I teach you absolutely with my full like heart promise, it works. Everything that I teach you, this Jeffrey to Adonis transformation, is exactly how I say it in these videos. It is the truth. You can change your life this much. What's so beautiful about this isn't just me telling you this, but it's also our boys, our community, even in the comments underneath these videos, with how many guys who say that watching McHamza's videos changed my life. This stuff actually works. And the thing is, I don't even have to tell you this, because if you're watching this, you've already been implementing some of the advice that I've been giving out. And every step that you take on this path, going from Jeffrey to Adonis, feels right. Like you are literally living the real life that you should have been living this entire time. And even though there's pressure and shame and gaslighting from other people, from family, from friends, from girls, your own instinct, like your own heart, your own gut is telling you this is the right way. So I need to ask you a question right now, and this is worth you really thinking about. Do you want to train
your heart and your gut instinct.
What could be more valuable than training your gut instinct? Than having the intuition inside of you to make the right decisions? That is the most priceless thing you could possibly have, is to make the right decisions. Instinct. You are at a crossroads of wanting to become more like Adonis and aligning your life to that. But then people are watching you, telling you, no, you should be more like Jeffrey. You should go back to how you were. You know, when you were depressed and miserable. Yeah, you should just go back to that way because it makes me feel nicer about you. These are friends and family, but you know what the real word for people like this is? Crabs. People who hold you back, people who are literally telling you to be a worse version of yourself just because they feel a bit more comfortable with it, because their dreams for you are taking the priority over your dreams for yourself. Not every family member and friend is a crab. Hopefully not. Most should be actually supportive. But a lot are. A lot of people in your life, even people who love you, for some weird fucked up reason, will try to convince you to be more like a Jeffrey just because that's how you've lived your entire life. And when you change, it kind of upsets people. It kind of agitates them because they had this picture of who you were. And even if you improve on top of that, even if you're happier, it upsets people's perception of you. So they will try to shame you and try to manipulate you and shout at you and be angry at you to be more like a Jeffrey. But the simple question you just need to ask yourself is, were you happy? Like, for most of your life, before you discovered my videos and you were just a Jeffrey naturally, were you genuinely happy and content? No, of course not. Because the moment you discovered my videos, you realized, oh shit, I don't want to be a fucking Jeffrey. I've always hated living like this. I just kind of didn't know that there was a path to becoming more like the guy I wanted to be like. But you know with full belief that this path works. So you just need to choose, do you want this Jeffrey to Adonis transformation that already is working for you, that you've already felt the benefits for, or do you want to go back to being like a Jeffrey just so someone who's not you, but someone else in your life feels a bit happier about the choice that you've made? Do you want to sacrifice your own life just so someone else feels a bit more safe and comfortable because you are more predictable and, you know, that's how they've always seen you, they've always perceived you as a Jeffrey, so you just will make them feel more happy? Do you want to go back to being like the low status, insecure, needy, desperate little Jeffrey who gets no attention, no attraction, like no real attraction from women? You know, we always used to think that some girls were into us, but we got like no real attraction from women. You know, like being the type of guy who you're walking around in the corridor in school or on the street and people just like bump into you a little bit. You want to go back to being that just so your parents think you're a good boy? That's not the way. This is just another example of the same thing I tell you about all the time. You are on the best path possible for a young man. I have got you on the official path of transformation, Jeffrey to Adonis. It's already working. You actually know that this is true. It is working. It's already worked for you. But there'll be people who try and convince you not to do this because it kind of offends them or it makes them feel bad. They're just the crabs trying to hold you back. And as always, you have to just pull them off your leg. Like, you're trying to climb up the bucket, they're trying to pull you back down. You have to like kick them off and be like, no, I'm going this way. I'm a man. I choose which direction I will take my life into. Not you, not even your own father and mother get to have this authority over you. Why? Because you are a man. You decide for yourself. And you have already started walking into the direction that you feel is right for you, and it's already been working. It's just that so many young men find it difficult to navigate like these social situations where, you know, people are being angry at you and whatever. But you have to just take it. You have to just stand straight. Like, you know, imagine how like Adonis would stand when people challenge him. You just have to stand like a real fucking man and be like, okay, you can shout at me, you can be angry at me, but this is the life that I'm gonna live. This is who I am, and I'm not willing to change for anyone else, because I was depressed and I didn't like my life and I was like gooning all the time and no one respected me. You didn't even respect me, and you're telling me to go back to the version of me that you didn't even respect. It's completely illogical. So the solution is to stop listening to the crabs and don't quit this path. There are so many obstacles on this path, like this transformation that you want. There are so many obstacles on this path, but the guys who avoid every one of those obstacles, they're always in the comments trying to encourage other young men here, telling you it's worth it, it works. Watching these videos changes your life. Don't quit this path. Just because someone will say something a bit rude to you, saying, oh, well, you know, I liked the old version of you, whatever. Okay, they're entitled to their own opinions. If they preferred the Jeffrey version of you, that's fine. But you didn't like that version of you. Every step you have taken to become more like Adonis, you've liked yourself more. There is nothing more important in the world than that. Like maybe up until you have children or something, but there's nothing more important in the world than how much you like and respect yourself, how much you are aligned to your real values and goals. That is the single most important thing in the entire world. And finally, on this path, I have gotten you in alignment to yourself. I have gotten you on the right path. Don't let anyone make you quit. If anything, you should do the opposite of that and actually go full speed ahead, because you're not actually a Jeffrey anymore. You're not. If you're watching videos like this when you could be gooning and scrolling, you're not like a full Jeffrey anymore, which means now it's your turn to get more guys onto this path. It's your turn to like recruit a Jeffrey and to get him onto this same path as I have done for you. The more guys that we get onto this same path, the easier it's going to be for us, because then this journey is going to be more normalized. You'll have more gym friends, you'll have guys who actually understand what we're doing here. Ask yourself 500 times today, what would Adonis do? Click and watch that video to continue learning.